You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Still setting your lineups next week? We've got you covered. Next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Friday, September 30th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scotty Dubs, Scott White. And let's take a look at some of these sleeper pitchers that you have for next week. Obviously, no two-star pitcher, Scott. There's only going to be 3 days left, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Who are some of your favorite matchups?
Yeah, and it's worth pointing out, this obviously doesn't apply to everybody. A lot of leagues are just going to eliminate these 3 days altogether. A lot of other leagues combine them with the last full week for a 10-day scoring period. That's probably the majority of leagues, actually, certainly head-to-head. But if you do have one more chance to set your lineup for the final 3 days, then my favorite pitcher is going to be Hunter Green. It's been my favorite sleeper pitcher for a few weeks in a row now, and he may not even be that available anymore. But if for some reason he is in your league, he's going against the Cubs, another strikeout-prone team. He's looked great since returning from the IL. So he'd be number one for me. Jose Quintana is facing the Pirates. Now, he wasn't able to continue going deep into games. You know, his previous two outings, 6 2/3 innings, 8 innings in one of them. There were two of his 4 longest outings of the year. And then his most recent start, he kind of went back to being a 5-inning pitcher. So you'd rather see him go 6+, of course, but facing the Pirates, you expect the results for Quintana to be good either way. And then Bryce Elder. I had trouble saying his name on the full-length podcast too. Bryce Elder of the Braves, he is at Miami. Of course, that's a good matchup. And he's faced them a couple times during this good run he's been on, and dominated them both times. Of course, he threw a complete game shutout in his last start against the Nationals and is just on a roll right now. Certainly proven he can take advantage of a weak lineup, if nothing else. So those would be my three favorites: Hunter Green, Jose Quintana, Bryce Elder. A few more options for you here. Jack Flaherty, particularly if he looks good over the weekend. He's also facing Pittsburgh in the 3-day scoring period. Patrick Sandoval is at Oakland. And then if you have to go really deep, I don't know that I'd personally be thrilled to start any of these final three, but they are out there if you need them. They include Marco Gonzalez against the Tigers, Aaron Civale against the Royals, and Michael Lorenzen at the A's.
Hey, Aaron Civale has pitched well, Scott, so I think I can get behind that, definitely going up against the Kansas City Royals. Some sleeper hitters for next week. These are the teams that we are targeting: the Guardians, the Angels, the Twins, the Mets, the Mariners, and the Blue Jays. Who are the players on those teams, Scott, who might be available?
So Taylor Ward's probably my number one favorite. He's had a huge month of September, looked a lot like he did in April, back before a shoulder injury kind of derailed his season. And yeah, the Angels matchups are really good. They're going against the Athletics. I like his teammate Luis Ranjifo for the same reason. He's been pretty good the last 2 months, actually, and very versatile player. So Ranjifo could fill in for you in a lot of different spots. Eduardo Escobar of the Mets has had a huge September, has looked a lot better since coming back from an oblique injury. Oscar Gonzalez, he's pretty close to must start, I would say, with the way he's performed recently, the kind of matchups the Guardians have. Let's see, those final three games, they're facing the Royals pitching staff, so that works out well for Oscar Gonzalez. Jared Kelnick just had a two-homer game Thursday. He's been looking pretty good since coming back from the minors. Kept the strikeouts under control. And the Mariners, in those final three games, they're facing the Tigers. And actually, it's four games for them over a three-game span. Carlos Santana, another Mariners hitter you could consider using. He's been kind of all or nothing, but there have been a few home runs for him recently if you're trying to make up ground there. Let's see, who else? Maybe Whit Merrifield. He's been playing a lot more for the Blue Jays. Jose Miranda looked pretty good in September. Nick Gordon, pretty versatile player. More available, I'd say, than Luis Renjifo. So those give you a few options for the final week if you're looking to patch up any holes.
Yeah. Jared Kelnick, Scott, I wanted to highlight him as well. He's played seven games since returning to the Mariners, and he's batting .296. He's got three homers. He's got three doubles, and he only has six strikeouts during that time. So that's the biggest key for Jared Kelnick, but hopefully he can keep it rolling for the final half week of the season. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.